Now I've got Steve Fabrice. Am I pronouncing that correct, Steve? I hope
so. It's Fabrice.
Oh, I knew I was going
to. Italian, not French.
We've been buggering up names all mornings. Terrible community amateurish radio. I would have a producer usually, you know, telling me how to pronounce all these things. But Fabrice.
Yes.
And Steve is one of the organisers, I suppose, or not really. I mean, you're more with the Rotary, aren't you, Steve? And who sponsor or
bit of both?
Bit of both.
We sort of run the event with Michelle as our event organiser.
Yeah.
It is a Rotary event. And I'm on the committee, and also I look after the horse side of things.
Yeah, we were just having a little bit of a chat before we went on about the horse side of things, and it doesn't sound the horse side of things actually sounds quite complicated.
Well, there's quite a few horses come over from off island. We get, I think it's 8 horses come up from Rotorua. One person brings them all up in his floats and everything, and the ponies come down from around Warkworth. So we've got about 6 ponies with their little silky buggies.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have the local island contingent, which they're not from the pony club as such, but there's quite a few that participate in pony club and a few other individual owners. So,
That bring the so how many horses are we looking at in total? Sort of
somewhere 14 around 25, I would say.
Wow.
And so then they have to be sorted out for heats and and the handicapper has to be on form. And
the handicapper, is that an official role, is it?
It's an official role.
How do you figure out the how does the handicapping work? They start further back or they just go in different?
No, they just sort them into fairly equal type groups. So you've got a few 20-year-old fat ponies racing against each other and no thoroughbreds.
So it's not as technical as it sounds, the handicap.
Oh, I'm not.
Sort of like, you look like a fat one and you're an old... How old are you?
Weight impaired.
Well, and so, I mean, beach races, it's possibly one of the most classic and recognisable events on the island. I mean, I think we're in, 85 years of the beach races. And and how long has the Rotary kind of been involved in this as well? How did that relationship sort of start? Do you know?
Not 100% sure. I do know that the Robertsons, who were the lawyers in Ostend, I know that about 12, 13 years ago, they put together a proper format for it and actually took it from being just a bit of a social get-together into a much more organised event.
Okay. So that's what it was earlier in its incarnations. It was sort of like, let's just rock up down the beach and chuck a few horses
pretty
along.
Pretty much. Yeah. Well, there was a lot less council overview of everything back in those days. So you could basically do most things you wanted to do.
And I imagine the betting was a bit looser back then.
Once again, the Totaliser Agency Board got in touch with us a couple of years ago. So that's why we can't have direct betting on the race. You can only buy tote tickets sort of thing. Yeah. So it's more random rather than horse betting.
Right.
once again, we get really well looked after by all the government agencies. They make sure we're keeping everything straight and narrow.
Boxes. And how long the Rotary's been involved? For about 12 years, you reckon?
Oh, be longer than the event itself. Yeah.
And so I mean, you know, anyone who has been down to the beach races, will know it is quite a large organizational event. Now you got multiple food stalls, you've got different, I mean, we've actually, yeah, so maybe we could talk a little bit about.
Yes, well, that's grown a heck of a lot too. Once again, I think we've got another 2 or 3 new ones coming in this year. I was talking to a lady yesterday, Turkish lady, and she's having her Turkish food stall there this year and things like that. So there's always something else being added.
Yeah.
Which is what we want to do, of course.
Because it does. It takes up that whole
main beach, really. Yeah. So, which is great.
And It's also over the years started to add a variety of races as well, hasn't it? What have we got in store for us this year? Anything new on the cards in the race?
Well, there's the Sea Legs. Once again, they've got a very strong contingent there. Yep. They're always great fun to watch.
Yeah,
it must
yeah.
cost those guys an absolute fortune to replace their propellers because they're a very competitive bunch. And
yeah.
If it comes down to getting the motor and the water a bit quicker, then it's so much for a $200 propeller.
I know. I must say it always verges on the edge of an accident, I keep thinking.
No.
I mean, look,
they'll always be within the bounds of safety.
One day.
Anyway. Yes. No. They're all... I think they're pretty careful of each other. They do want to win, but they're not going to.
Are they mostly locals?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. That's
so we've got the Sea Legs, and I noticed a Segway had appeared on the picture in the Golf News, I think.
Yes.
Is that new as well?
No, they've been there for a couple of years now. They provide a couple of Segways for the organisation side of things, so they can get around a little bit easier.
Yeah.
But no, they have a presence there, and once again, they're quite a good sponsor.
Yeah. And is that the island? Isn't there a tour group that does the Segways on the island? Is that them,
yes,
or is that?
I think that's the same organisation. Yeah.
So, anything else that
hoping that the all the uniformed services will compete against each other this year. Ambulance, police, fire brigade. So whether they just have a straight running race or whether they do wheelbarrow races, I think that'll be decided a bit closer to the time, depending on their numbers. But hopefully we'll have a few spare ambulance guys because they won't be too busy.
No, hopefully not. And there's also the tractors. That I don't suppose they'll be riding the tractors.
Yes.
Is the tractor still in it?
Yes, yes. Just purchased a new 40-year-old tractor very recently, and my wife is pretty keen to jump on that and
get it in the race.
So she was quite keen on me purchasing the old tractor. So
secretly, just to enter into the race, maybe.
Oh, the only reason.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. So
okay, so we've got the food. We've got a multitude of races going on. There's also things for kids as well, isn't there?
Oh, they have a sort of a cordoned off area down the beach, and we have people there to supervise them and keep an eye on them. So there's sandcastle, and all those.
Yeah, because you can't actually swim in that area during the event, can you?
Coast Guard have got a proper enforced cordoned off area in there. So,
we're about a month out, aren't we, from the beach races?
Yep,
what's the date on the races?
17th of February.
And you don't. I mean, if people don't know this, if you're kind of new to the island, you've never been to beach races. It's just a open family day event. You just rock on down to Onatangi Beach and enjoy the races and there's you can buy what do we call them? Not you can sort of enter into a. What do you call it? It's not a betting situation, but it's like a
tote pack, which gives you random numbers in each of the races, which if your horse number wins, then you get a prize. So that's sort of how that works. But
And there's also the other thing that's quite popular on the day, I remember, is the silent auctions.
Well, Sharon Albakery from Bailey, She's flat out going around the island now talking to our very generous donors. Lots of the wineries donate wine and very good quality wine as well.
Yeah.
So, but there's also accommodation packages. There's all sorts of things.
Trips and things I remember seeing, the
generosity, I mean, all the businesses on the island are always getting asked for donations for a good cause.
And they're
all good causes. And so, but fortunately, they just still keep coming along and donating to it. So it's great.
Is this one of Rotary's main fundraising activities across the year?
This is our main fundraiser, and we're still playing catch up from last year.
Yep.
We had to cancel. We cancelled 3 days before the event last year, and it was absolutely the right call. It was raining.
It was windy.
And,
I remember.
And unfortunately, from the Rotary aspect, we lost our major fundraiser. We did have some insurance cover, but that didn't cover loss of profit. So we've been a bit behind the eight ball through most of the year, but fortunately we were able to hold another event, which was the Black Friday black tie function, which was on July the 13th.
Yeah.
And fortunately Bailey's came on board. They were our major sponsor on that evening. Yeah. And Sebastian Casey, he came in and helped us with the running of it and organised the swing band. And, absolutely tremendous night.
Okay. Yeah,
and and the auction went well on that function. So we managed to scrabble a bit of our our losses back. But we are still playing catch up.
Yeah.
But,
so your fingers crossed for this year to be. I mean, usually it's nine times out of ten, it's a blisteringly hot day down there, isn't it?
It's usually the sort of day where people look at the VIP tent and go, it's well worth it. And I must do a plug for that because
the,
VIP tent is just a tremendous way to spend the day.
Yeah,
down on the beach, got shade cover.
Yeah.
There is wine and beer for sale and water, orange juice, all those things.
Yeah.
And food, but you just get to sit down there near the finish line and out of the blistering hot sun, which is what we've ordered for this February. It's going to be about 32 degrees without a cloud and, and 5 knots variable wind. So perfect day coming up.
So, if people were interested, I mean, there's a couple of things I'd like to just sort of touch on. So if one would be if people were interested in getting into the VIP tent, how do they go about getting a ticket for that? Do you know?
Best to go to the website, which is the Natanya Beach Race website. So
so is it, presumably you just Google that? Or
Just go to that and have a look under the VIP, and then it's just
making
a post. It should be.
I'll have a quick look. Okay, so and I'll put that up on the website as well. So yeah, I'm imagining there's not too many other Onatungi beach races. So you Google that, and there's a website, and you can order tickets for the VIP event. And the other thing I thought I might mention is presumably it's a similar thing. If you are a business or even an individual out there, and you want to put something into the silent auction. Is there some way you just contact people through the website for that as well,
website.
Or Sharon?
Well, ideally you would contact Sharon Al-Bakri, whose number is up at Bailey's anyway, but probably contacting her because she not only gets the prizes, she organises them into auction lots. So, because you get it's not just a bottle of wine usually up for auction, there's different packages.
It's almost like a basket type thing. A lot of them,
eh?
Good. And then, so what kind of I don't know a lot about Rotary, to be honest. So what kind of things have you guys been sponsoring this year? For example, any highlights of the this year?
Well, probably the biggest highlight would be the AED project, which is the defibrillators, which are scattered all around the island now. We've actually got 40 of the 24/7 lock boxes up.
Yeah.
So all you do with those, if someone's having a heart attack near you or one of those types of events, is you ring 111. They will give you the nearest box.
Oh yeah.
And then they will give you the code.
Yeah.
Open it up, and the AEDs themselves are the most simple things to operate. They're speaking defibs, so they talk you through the whole process. And as well as the 40 lock boxes, we've got one in each of the police patrol cars too now. So, which is even better than Auckland. Only the only the sergeants, I think, duty sergeants over there have one on board.
So we went from pretty much like zero chance of surviving a heart attack on the island to quite substantial.
Best place in the country if you're going to have a heart attack or anything like that. Yes, Waiheke's the place to be.
Okay, so that was this year's was a Rotary organised. Oh, that's great.
Yes, that was. I think we're getting up around $160,000 that project's been. So, and once again, it's a community project. We have liaised with a lot of groups, community groups on the island. So where community groups actually want an AED set up. We've worked out with the council and St. John's and everything and set one up. So it covers most of the groups from Oropew to Maatiutea. So
yeah, someone said they saw one at Man O' War Bay, actually.
Yes. There's one down there right on the beach.
Yeah.
Just opposite Man O' War Bay Winery,
the
restaurant. So
yeah.
Yeah, all around the place. I think we've got three along the stretch at Onatangi Beach.
Yeah.
Two down at Onira.
Yeah. How long? So that project was this year, was it? Pretty much finished this year.
Last part of the year. It's still ongoing. We still want another 10 units in there. Well, the original goal to cover the island and make it as safe as possible would take 50 units. Yeah. So still got 10 to go, so it's still ongoing.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
And, all right, well, anything else you want to mention about the races or Rotary?
I just hope all the locals come along and support the day. I know that there are lots of people, they see these events coming and they bolt to the city and get away from all the Aucklanders, but it's a great day.
You're expecting about 5,000 people, aren't you, down there?
Oh, easily.
Yeah. And it must be good for businesses as well down there because they're still open, aren't they?
And once again, I mean, the guys at Charlie's 372 and the Boathouse, they have a great day and they're generous to us. The new guys at Charlie's have offered all the volunteer staff not sure if it was a coffee or a beer after the event.
That's good.
But it's just after the event. Yeah, yeah. It might be a beer.
So how many of you guys does it take to run this thing, you reckon?
Oh, gosh. There's five of us on the organising committee, but then there's subgroups where it's like myself looking after the horses, there's other people looking after the volunteers.
Yeah.
Others looking after the food stalls. So it's on the actual day, there's probably about 60 people involved in the setup, takedown, and the running of the event. So full participation. We get a lot of the community groups. We have the pony club working on the barbecue. We have the soccer football guys doing various jobs. So there's a lot of community groups.
Are there other communities around New Zealand who have beach races like this? Is this a thing?
Gosh.
Don't know. I can't say I've ever seen it.
Probably there have been in the past, but once again, it's just getting harder and harder because of compliance. Every year, the stack of compliance papers gets bigger and bigger.
That could just be an Auckland thing. I don't know. Maybe in Gore you could have a beach race They're probably having beach races all the time in Gore.
They probably are. But
like the old days. Hey, you want to go down and race a few horses on the beach?
Yes, and they do.
Well, it is. So I mean, simple. if you've looked at it, I mean, there's a few resources online. I think I think maybe it was one of the older websites, maybe sort of around the time that Rotary was taking it over. I can't remember, but there's a few. Sites with some history of the beach races on the island, and it is quite fascinating looking at some of the pictures of the earlier ones and some of the stories that have emerged around. I can imagine it being a fairly a reckless day of drinking and gambling at some point, you know.
Probably competitive when they were on the horses, and then afterwards I'd suggest it's much more social.
It's continued well into the night maybe. So it's a lot more tame these days. I mean, I'd say the old guys couldn't have imagined a boat that can go on the land and the sea at the same time.
But part of our mandate these days is to have it far more family friendly. That's just what we're striving to do.
Well, it is a great day. I mean, we've been going for many years to the beach races, and so we're looking forward to, I probably won't be able to escape the beach races this year. And Which is fine. I haven't been for a while because there was one cancelled last year, and then there was one. When was the that's a famous one for me. I could the horse muscle, the certain irony in the horse muscles
that
cancelled the horses on the beach races was quite. That was what was that? That was six
eight
or years. 7 years ago. Eight years ago,
I think. Yeah, followed by the 3-inch tsunami.
The 3-inch tsunami.
Yeah. which
yeah.
But in all fairness, the emergency services had to call it off because you just don't know.
We've had a few bad scenes, not on the island, but around the world. Casual approaches to tsunamis that have backfired quite dramatically. So, yeah, we don't want that. And hopefully this year's not going to be like that. It's going to be a great day down at Onatungi Beach. So we're looking at one more time on the date, Steve. I've already
17th
forgot.
Of February.
17th of February. Starts off, fairly early, eh?
10 o'clock
and goes for most of the afternoon. Yeah. Lots of stuff down there, lots of stuff for kids, lots of food. And just really a great atmosphere of racing. And, it's if you've never been, make sure you check it out. It's usually a blisteringly hot day. So there is that. All right, Steve, thanks for coming in. Really appreciate it.